from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Trump condemns anti-Semitism. President Trump is calling recent threats against Jewish community centers horrible and painful.
This tour is a meaningful reminder of why we have to fight bigotry, intolerance, and hatred in all of its very ugly forms. The anti-Semitic threats targeting our Jewish community and community centers are horrible and are painful, and a very sad reminder of the work that still must be done to root out hate and prejudice and evil.
Trump made the remarks Tuesday after touring the National Museum of African American History and Culture. The president's condemnation of anti-Semitic attacks comes one day after the Anti-Defamation League reported at least 10 Jewish community centers in multiple states had received bombing threats on Monday, the fourth string of such threats since the beginning of the year. Last weekend, the graves of more than 170 Jews were vandalized at a cemetery in University City, Missouri. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis Baghdad on Monday met Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and praised the Iraqi armed forces as they seek to liberate the northern city of Mosul from the Islamic State, also known as Daesh.
They have been outstanding in watching out for the people that they're trying to liberate from Daesh, but at the same time defeat Daesh decisively. And I salute the operation in Mosul so far. It's been very professionally carried out against tough resistance. And to see them back in the fight again today as they free the rest of Mosul.
This is VOA News. Iraqi troops are pushing into the southern outskirts of Mosul as they consolidate their position on the third day of a rebooted offensive to take the city. A coalition of troops from the Federal Police, Interior Ministry, Rapid Response Units, and other soldiers took part in the renewed push, which began on Sunday, and so far has secured an additional 123 square kilometers south of Mosul. The spokesman of the Joint Military Operation Command said that the U.S.-backed Iraqi forces reached the airport on Monday after removing Islamic State jihadists. The government of the Democratic Republic of Congo on Monday dismissed a video purportedly showing an army massacre of civilians as the work of anonymous amateurs and insisting it is not the government's job to prove the innocence of the army. It called on the accusers to provide the proof. The video shows a group of uniformed men opening fire and walking among bodies in the village of Mwanza Lomba, the rest of Kasai region. A U.S. spokesman condemned what he called heinous abuses shown. The Libyan Red Crescent said Tuesday at least 74 bodies of African migrants have been recovered from the shores along Libya's northern coast. Red Crescent spokesman Mohammed Al-Misrati said a torn rubber boat was found Monday morning near the town of Zawiya on the Mediterranean coast. Al-Misrati expects more bodies to surface, as such boats typically transport up to 120 people. He said the bodies would be taken to a cemetery in the capital of Tripoli that has been reserved for unidentified people. Malaysian health officials said Tuesday they've not yet determined a cause of death in the apparent assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, nor Hisham Abdullah, the director of general health at the Malaysian Health Ministry, told reporters that samples taken from the autopsy on Kim Jong-nam have been sent to a lab for analysis to both determine what killed him and to identify his next of kin. Not a heart attack.
No evidence of heart attack.
That analysis will include examining the samples for evidence of any poisons, and it is unclear when it will be completed. Britain's upper house of lords on Monday began debating legislation authorizing Britain's exit from European Union. The unelected chamber seeking amendments to guarantee Parliament has a say in the negotiations. Baroness Smith leads the Labour opposition.
We will not block, wreck or sabotage the legislation before us. Whatever our personal views, disappointments and genuine concerns for the future, that is not the role of this House. But I've also said neither should we provide the government with a blank check.
Any amendments will have to go back to the lower House of Commons for approval. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.